This week's Parshas, Parshas Bamidbar. It's also Shabbos Mavarchim. We bless the new month. And we are celebrating the holiday of Shavuot this coming week. And every year before the holiday of Shavuot, we lane, not just Bechukosai, which has the curses, but also we lane Parshas Bamidbar, which discusses how we were situated in the desert, so that each tribe, which direction they were encamped, and how each direction, and how when we traveled, which tribe went first. So this idea of where we belonged, in a sense, where we were situated, that is required, almost to say that you want to get ready for the holiday of Shavuot. You need to know your place. And so that each year, also prior to Shavuot, not just the Parsha of Bechukosai, but also Bamidbar is read. And in preparation, just in getting ready for the holiday, I was thinking about a Gemara in Menachos. It tells us that when Moshe went up to get the Torah, that Hashem was sitting and putting crowns on the letters. And Moshe asked Hashem, like, why are you compelled to put these crowns on the letters? And Hashem says to Moshe, there'll come a person who will learn, who will be able to derive many, many laws from these different crowns. So Moshe asked Hashem, please show me this person. So Hashem takes Moshe to the Beis Medrash, to the study hall of Rabbi Kiva. And Moshe is placed in the eighth row. And the idea, the significance of the rows is that each level of student was situated based on their level. So the idea that Moshe was in the eighth row indicates the greatness of these students of Rabbi Kiva. And then they're discussing different laws. Moshe doesn't understand the thing that's being said. And Moshe started feeling bad. And at a certain point, one of the students asked Rabbi Kiva, and where did you derive this from? And he answers, Halacha Moshe Sinai. I derive it from Moses, from Sinai. At that point, Moshe felt a little better. And so then turns to Hashem and says, okay, so what is the reward for this person? And then Hashem takes him to the scene of Rabbi Kiva's demise, of his death, of his being tortured to death by the Romans. And so Moshe turns to Hashem and says, this is Torah and this is its reward. Quiet. This is how it is ordained in front of you. Okay. So a lot of different, ideas that are being conveyed here. But two things I wanted to point out. One is that one of the messages that the Gemara is telling us is that here we're saying when Moshe went up to get the Torah, the fact that that Hashem is putting on the crowns and then takes him to the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Kiva is that in a way, Rabbi Kiva is very much present at Har Sinai. But then I was thinking, at what point in Rabbi Kiva's tenure is this scene of his Beis Medrash? And the idea, again, this is just a hypothesis, is that Moshe, being sat in the eighth row, indicates that Rabbi Kiva had many, many students in this picture. And that perhaps that this is in the period of time where Rabbi Kiva had compiled his 24,000 students. And that it's at that time that Hashem chooses to show Moshe, not where we have the story of Rabbi Kiva going down to the south and at the second go of where he has his five students that end up becoming the basis for all of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Torah of the oral tradition. But rather, he's taking him down specifically to that time of where Rabbi Kiva had all these thousands of students. And it's a little bit eerie, but in a sense, what we're saying is that that's the time that Hashem is showing him. Because in a certain sense, the question that we have to ask ourselves is, if Shavuot, this revelation, ends up 40 days later with the sin of the golden calf, so then the question really is, why do we come back and celebrate Shavuot if it ends up not being something that's successful, so to speak? And I think the answer is similar to this idea of what Hashem is showing Moshe is the scene from Rabbi Kiva in his study hall while he's compiling the 24,000 students, which does not end well, similar to this Mamar Har Sinai. But at the end, what we do know is that Rabbi Kiva is able to stand with the failure. He's able to restart and to successfully have his five students that do accomplish the ability to continue the legacy of Har Sinai. And so too, when we each year come back to Shavuot, that is exactly what we're doing, is that it didn't necessarily take or work fully properly the first time, but we come back each year and we celebrate this amazing event of the revelation of at Har Sinai. And that when we do that, when we do return to that place, what we're trying to do is we're trying to accomplish the ultimate, which is to be able to receive and to connect to Hashem's Torah and to be able to expand and grow and become and connect in the highest form possible. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos and a happy and a healthy Shavuot.